A manufacturing plant invests $50,000 in safety training. 3 months later, accident rates haven't budged. Meanwhile, a small startup spends a fraction of that amount and sees immediate behavioral change. What's the difference? Training that transforms isn't about bigger budgets or fancier presentations. It's about understanding how adults actually learn and creating conditions where knowledge becomes action. Most training fails not because the content is wrong, but because it ignores fundamental truths about how our brains process, retain, and apply new information. The gap between knowing something and doing something is where most corporate training dollars disappear. Yet bridging that gap is entirely possible when we blend scientific principles with artful delivery. Adults don't learn like children. This isn't opinion, it's neuroscience. When your manager sends you to a compliance training, you're asking, "Why does this matter to my work?" before the first slide loads. Children learn for tomorrow, adults learn for today. This distinction reshapes everything about effective training design.
Malcolm Knowles identified six principles separating adult learning from childhood education. Adults need to understand why something matters before investing mental energy. They see themselves as capable decision makers, not empty vessels. They arrive with rich life experience that becomes either asset or barrier. They gravitate toward content solving immediate problems, driven by practical application over theory. They respond to internal motivation, the desire to excel, contribute, or grow, far more than external rewards. Think about cooking. Children follow recipes step by step. Adults taste as they go, adjust based on past meals, and skip mastered steps. Your brain holds only 2 to 4 chunks of information in short-term memory simultaneously. Yet most training dumps dozens of concepts in one session, wondering why nothing sticks. Multitasking during learning uses your striatum instead of your hippocampus, creating memories you can't generalize or recall when needed. That participant checking email during your webinar isn't just rude, they're neurologically incapable of learning your content. The AGES model explains what makes learning stick. Attention must be high. Grab it immediately through strategic variation. Generate mental maps by connecting new information to existing knowledge. Emotions need engagement. Stories and visuals activate centers that cement memories. Spacing learning over time is non-negotiable. Cramming creates illusions of mastery that evaporate within days.
A SMART objective isn't understand customer service, it's resolve 90% of customer complaints within 24 hours using company protocol by Q3. Learning objectives serve as contracts, specifying exactly what success looks like. Visual elements aren't decoration, they're cognitive tools. Participants grasp information 40% faster with relevant visuals and retain it up to 6 times longer. But seductive details, eye-catching but irrelevant graphics, actually harm learning by splitting attention. A process flow diagram supports learning. A stock photo of people shaking hands does not. Practice design separates effective training from time-wasting exercises. Realistic application beats content repetition. High-stakes tasks require more practice than simple procedures. Surgeons need hundreds of supervised repetitions. Password resetters need quick reference guides and 2 practice runs. Analyzing mistakes produces 15 to 20% better learning than reviewing correct examples. Active engagement with errors creates deeper processing and more durable memory traces. The Yerkes-Dodson law reveals that stress and performance follow an inverted U-curve. Too little stress and learners coast, disengaged. Too much and fight or flight shuts down higher thinking. The sweet spot, moderate challenge that stretches without breaking, is where transformation happens.
Formal training represents only 10% of professional learning. The other 90% happens through job experience, 70%, and developmental relationships, 20%. Studies of successful executives show they attribute 72% of their most impactful learning to on-the-job challenges. The power lies in integration. Formal training provides theoretical foundations, social learning makes it applicable, and experiential learning makes it permanent. This changes your role as a trainer. You're not just owning learning during the workshop, you're facilitating it before, during, and after. Before training, meet with managers to align expectations. During training, provide feedback and debriefing questions that link to workplace application. After training, schedule follow-ups and establish peer practice groups. The other 90% isn't someone else's problem. It's your primary responsibility. The classroom is one touch point in a comprehensive learning ecosystem. Virtual reality isn't science fiction. Walmart uses it for management training, Boeing for aircraft maintenance. Wearable technology provides real-time feedback during practice. Adaptive algorithms create personalized learning paths. MIT's landmark study confirmed that well-designed online classes match traditional classroom effectiveness across all student preparation levels. Technology amplifies good instructional design and exposes bad design faster. The principles remain constant: engagement, interaction, clear objectives, relevant practice, but delivery mechanisms expand dramatically. Performance support systems shift from just-in-case training to just-in-time support. Instead of memorizing procedures, workers access step-by-step guides at the moment of need. QR codes link to tutorials, chatbots answer questions, wikis capture institutional knowledge. This respects how people actually work. You don't memorize your phone's manual, you search when needed. Social media revolutionizes informal learning. Twitter enables micro-learning. YouTube democratizes instruction. LinkedIn groups facilitate peer learning. The trainer's role evolves from content deliverer to curator and connector, helping learners navigate abundant resources rather than being the sole knowledge source. Transfer of learning, applying training to actual work, is where most training investments evaporate. Only 10 to 50% of training content gets implemented, yet research shows well-designed transfer strategies consistently work through systematic attention before, during, and after training. Pre-training preparation is half the battle. When supervisors receive training first, they become effective mentors. If that's not feasible, brief them on objectives and implementation support. Learner expectation, specifically their belief they'll be held accountable, is the strongest predictor of transfer success. During training, realistic practice matters more than content coverage. Learners need 4 to 6 deliberate practice sessions for basic skill acquisition, encountering real workplace obstacles, and hearing detailed success stories from previous participants. Confidence grows through structured practice, specific feedback, and facilitated discussions about real concerns. Post-training follow-up transforms learning into performance. Send relevant resources and reflection questions. Organize monthly review sessions. Establish accountability partnerships. Studies show up to 4x higher transfer rates with systematic follow-up. This shared accountability, trainers provide resources, managers provide coaching, learners take ownership, transforms training from an event into sustained development. We live in a VUCA world: volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous. By 2020, over 40% of American workers became independent contractors, with teams increasingly fluid and temporary. Traditional team building fails when membership changes quarterly. The future demands accessible experiences delivered when and where learners need them. Your role isn't delivering content, it's building capability by teaching people how to learn, not just what to learn. Mindfulness programs now show measurable returns. Aetna saves $2,000 per employee annually in healthcare costs while gaining $3,000 in productivity. Agility and resilience aren't soft skills, they're survival skills. The profession is evolving new roles: experienced designers crafting learning journeys, analytics engineers measuring impact, corporate curators organizing knowledge ecosystems. Only 38% of learning functions were prepared for 2020's challenges. The question facing every trainer: are you building the capabilities in yourself and others that tomorrow demands? The art and science of training isn't about perfecting yesterday's methods. It's about continuously learning how to help others learn in a world that never stops changing.